Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Before I begin today, I have a favor to ask of you. If you enjoy these podcasts, could you take a moment to rate them on iTunes? It will help us alert more Russophiles and language junkies to them. We'd be very grateful. Hey there, sports fans. As you celebrate victory or mourn defeat, as the case may be, in the center of Moscow, you've probably been curious about some of the odd place names you see around you. No? Are you more curious about varieties of craft beer to try, or perhaps interested in getting the telephone number of that very attractive person across the fan zone? Well, we can't help with that, but we can tell you that Moscow place names are a lot more interesting than you think. I'll prove it to you. Let's start with something you think you know, the name of that vast square next to the Kremlin walls. Red Square, right? Named after all those red communists. No and no. In Russian, Krasny, red, and Krasivy, beautiful, were once the same word. No one knows why. Perhaps a millennium or so ago, red was such a rare color in nature and associated with such wonderful, lovely, delicious things like berries or a lover's lips that anything red was perceived as beautiful. In any case, when people began to call this place Krasnaya Площадь, they were referring to the beautiful square next to the Kremlin walls. And speaking of the Kremlin, by now, I'm sure you've figured out that the name is simply the word for a fortress, Kreml. You'll find Kremlins in other Russian cities, too. The word, however, is of uncertain origins. Some scholars think it's from Kremin, a hard stone. Others think it's from Krim, an old word for part of a forest that produces the strongest trees, good for making fortresses. Among another half-dozen theories is the assertion that the word comes from the Turkic words kilrim, rampart, and el, settlement. Although this sounds a bit like standard armchair etymology, supporters of the theory point out that fortresses are only called Kreml in places where the invading Turkic language armies from the east reached. In the far northwest of what is now Russia, where the Tatar Mongols didn't invade, the fortress is called Detinets, charmingly from the word deti, children, a heavily defended, walled-in area to house and protect children. In any case, now when you see Kreml and Kremlin spelled with a capital letter, they mean the seat of government in Russia. The area on the other side of Red Square is called Kitaygorod, which sounds like Chinatown. Kitai is China, and Gorod is a town or city. But don't imagine Ivan the Terrible ordering Chinese takeout from the local noodle shop. Although, like all word histories, there are several versions, the most likely truth is that it's from the word kita, a wooden pole or stake. The area was originally called Veliki Pasad, the Grand Settlement. A pasad was an unprotected settlement outside a walled-in fortress or monastery. In the 16th century, a wall was built around it, first made of wooden logs and interlaced with wooden poles called kita. With that, the area was no longer an unprotected pasad, and Kitaygorod got its name. These days, the hot spot inside Kitaygorod is Nikolskaya Ulitsa. The name comes from Nikolskaya Bashnya, St. Nicholas Tower, on the corner of the Kremlin walls, which is where the street originally began. Now the street is home to revelers and the grand shopping arcade GUM, which is not pronounced gum, even though that's what it looks like. GUM was opened in 1893 as the Verkhnya Torgovaya Rady, upper trading rows, which were followed by the middle and lower trading rows cascading down the side of the square towards the river. It was first closed by Vladimir Lenin and then reopened by him in 1921, now as Государственный универсальный магазин, the State Universal Store. Now the abbreviation of this glass-covered emporium is usually deciphered as Главный универсальный магазин, the country's main department store. But long before GUM was built, merchants stayed in another place in Kitaigarad, Gastini Dvor. The name might remind you of where you're staying, in a gostinitsa, a hotel, which is from the word gost, a guest. But in times gone by, gost was a traveling merchant, and dvor, now a courtyard, was where goods were stored or sold. So, in the end, it was a kind of medieval version of a mall in a hotel. You know, like where you're staying today. That's it for this week. До встречи на следующей неделе.